During a break in the action at last night's Chicago Bulls game, the crowd went wild as a dance troupe sashayed onto center court. But this was not the standard display of spandex and swaying hips. No, in this case, the Bulls' female dancers, the Lovables, were joined by the Matadors, an all-male ensemble that could well be called 10 tons of fun. It would be an understatement to say that these 14 fellows are big Bulls fans. Their average weight is 310 pounds, and there's no shame in their game. With their pot bellies, exposed armpit hair, and their enthusiastic dance moves, they steal the show night after night at Chicago's United Center. Kevin Swire is a financial analyst for IBM by day. By night, the 305-pound 39-year-old goes by the name K-Dog when he's performing with the Matadors.
It's just, you know, a parade of really beefy man's men walking out there, you know, and then when we start shaking our butt and doing like our choreographed dance routine, it really just elicits a gasp that you can almost feel the air being sucked out of the UC, and people are like, wow, they can really dance.
Now, did you say shaking your gut or shaking your butt?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, we shake our butt, and then the gut happens to jiggle along with it, so you can take your pick on that one.
Now, the music is really loud. What kind of music do you perform to?
Well, we've done numbers to YMCA, which is just an incredibly upbeat, energy-type piece. We've done the Jennifer Beals routine from the movie Flashdance, you know, to the song Maniac, which is just hilarious, mimicking her moves out in front of everybody. And then we did one great production piece to It's Raining Men, where we were all in rain ponchos with umbrellas.
And do you have what are your sort of special dance moves? Where do you really strut your stuff?
Well, I mean, when I like to break out, you know, I do, you know, there's like a lot of power moves and stuff like that. Anything with a big sweeping motion, you know, when it looks like everything's going to come flying out of control because you got just so much mass and momentum going one direction, that's kind of what I think is kind of my best signature move.
We actually have some tape from one of your rehearsals. Can we listen to this and maybe you can tell us what's going on there?
Oh, sure.
I think they call it choreography.
Oh, ha! Hey! Hey!
Hey, Bill, mine! You gotta watch that.
Hey, what? Hey,
I think so.
Kevin, that sounded more like a football game than a dance rehearsal. So what did we just hear?
Well, you definitely had a bunch of guys that looked like football players out there doing it, but you know, that was kind of a dance showdown, kind of West Side Story style, where the girls all lined up facing us on one side of the court, and we lined up facing them on the other side of the court. And they came dancing over to us using, you know, their great and graceful moves that the crowd's all accustomed to seeing, right? Then it was our turn. And then we came out with these big power moves, arms swinging, feet stomping, you know, doing a little butt-slapping motion and stuff. And then we came up to them and showed them, hey, we can dance too. And I think the crowd really buys into it.
Now, you had 50 men try out for the Matadors. A lucky 14 made the final cut. There's a plumber, a computer programmer, a graphic designer, and you're a financial analyst for IBM, is that correct?
That is correct.
How does this work with your day job?
Well, it's great because some of the other IBMers from the Chicagoland area happen to have caught a couple of my games and said, gee, I work with that guy. and it kind of got around, and they think it's fantastic. They all come over. It's like nobody wants to talk to me about, like, the great pricing work I've done or anything like that, but they all want to come over and talk about what it's like shaking my groove thing in front of 20,000 people.
I was wondering if people still take you seriously after seeing this.
Well, I'm hoping so. I'm employed as of today, so I'm hoping that they can see that that diversity has shown us that just because a guy is willing to dress up in short shorts and go out and do a little dance routine for the entertainment of 20,000, that he could still come back and do some serious pricing work on the side.
Why do you think it's been such a big hit?
I think that there's just a natural appeal of a dancing fat guy. I mean, if you've watched any of the sports shows and stuff, the highlight shows every night, everybody always cuts away or uses a lead-in with, you know, some kind of fan that's exhibiting that kind of high energy that makes everybody else kind of inspired around them. And what they did was just take that person out of the stands in isolation and put them together with the whole troop of us, and it just intensifies the whole experience and puts us center court.
Kevin, thanks so much for talking to us.
Hey, no problem.
Kevin Swire, also known as K-Dog, is one of the Matadors, the 14-man dance troupe that performs with the Chicago Bulls. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.